Good evening, everybody. I'm a recovering addict. My name's Frank. And it's been a long, long, long life. It's been a long life. It's late. I got 18 days clean off smoking cigars. But, listen, I got just for today because I think I still got some reservations. I do. I'm honest, you know, and, listen, I just want to say, I want to thank God, you know, for, paying my penalty, for, bringing me out the coldest day in the addict's life. Okay. It's been a long day. It's been a great convention. I haven't missed this convention in 24 years. My clean date's 2/25/92. Right. You know, I want to thank my friend Teddy, and I see a lot of love in this room. There's a lot of people that have made difference in this room. A quick shout out to my friend Carl from Texas, and Ava from Southern Cal and Northern Cal, and all the love that you two have given me being 3,000 miles away and a couple weeks ago in Dallas. I've been like traveling a lot, right? Listen, I ain't running so fast that God ain't got me, right? I'm a little emotional. Today was an emotional day. I was with my daughter, you know, and when I was asked to share on this topic, it was like a topic like parenting and recovery. You know, something that, it inspires me with this topic here. But this is a topic that's not in our literature, and I didn't go chasing it in our literature because my recovery fits our literature. And I study our literature, and I have since I've been clean. You know, and that's out of a gift of desperation. But the topic here, not buying the lie that we're still broken. And it's fit the message in my head and the message from the street that I bought. I did everything it took not to get here. I didn't want to come to Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't want to get clean. I had a friend of mine who's clean today in NA here. He's in the workshop sitting here. I did everything I could in my own will to take myself off the count. I didn't come here to get clean time. 24 plus. I didn't come here to be enthusiastic. I didn't come here to bet my life on NA. I definitely didn't come here to stay clean as long as I have. I didn't like Narcotics Anonymous. I lived a lie that I was broken. I lived a lie of the self-negative messages the disease told me before I put the dope in me. I lived a lie that I was abandoned at birth. That God didn't want nothing to do with me. I got to know Narcotics Anonymous, Paul, with a God I created. Not a God that I found and went outside the rooms and searched for that created me. Because when everybody didn't want nothing to do with me, God still had something to do with me. My friend reminded me today, in full-blown act of addiction, when I was laying on my parents' couch, at 17 and a half years old, cirrhosis of the liver, hepatitis C, shooting cocaine 1,000 miles an hour, pissing blood, urine. And listen, I was at the end of the road with 81 pounds laying on a hospital bed. And I remember Donnie coming over. He told me, he said, I remember coming to the house. We thought you were going to die then. We were coming to see you because everybody was talking about you weren't living till you were 18. The disease took me right from the gate. Right from the gate. I'm sniffing glue out of a brown paper bag right behind my elementary school. Sticking needles in my arms before I was 16 years old. Going to a blood bank a day at a time and under somebody else's name giving my blood for a living. I did not want to get clean. There was no message on the East Coast yet. Nobody told me I could get clean and stay clean here. Nobody told me that my life was worth living. Because once I found out that I was abandoned from birth, it was all over. I bought that lie that nobody loved me. I bought that lie that when my mom left me at birth, that it was all over. I didn't understand why my mom left me at birth. I didn't understand that I was adopted. I didn't understand that the color of my skin was different from my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad. But see, God had instilled something in my life, and that was the parents that I was adopted from. You see, God had already set it up from the moment I was born to protect me. It took a long, long time here in recovery in Narcotics Anonymous. I went through a prayer life that I found out that, listen, that I was never broken. I was rescued. I was rescued the day I was born. My real mom came from Spain and she had an affair on her husband here and she met my dad in D.C. Listen, I thought I was a mistake. I lived that lie in my head. My disease was more louder before I put the dope in me than it ever was loud in active addiction and even clean. It always set me my path. I never, never would have thought I'd ever got clean. I did everything I could. Everything I could. I did everything I could to kill myself. I knew my story. This was not what I wanted. I didn't want this. I didn't think I was worthy to have a clean date. I didn't think I was worthy to have the greatest aspiration, that's love. Listen, I was a cold-blooded loser. When I got to Narcotics Anonymous, I was full of so much hate, so much prejudice, street mentality. Listen, everything sounded just great to me as long as I was getting over. As long as I was hurting, I enjoyed trying to take my life. It just didn't happen. I didn't care. I didn't care being up on 14th and U and 11th and knowing Southeast and Benning Road at 2 o'clock in the morning with nothing on me. I wanted to go off the count. I did not want to be in Narcotics Anonymous. I had seen what Narcotics Anonymous was, the Vision of Hope, one time in my life. And that was on our boardwalk. About 26 years ago. Friend of mine that I used to live, I was a Skid Row fire barrel bum outside of D.C. and me and him used to give blood for a living and he escaped from me. And I said he's weak. And God paid his ransom note and brought him to Narcotics Anonymous. And I was telling somebody yesterday, we were on a boardwalk walking and I remember being in the middle of the beach, slimy, as greasy as a bucket, at the bottom of the bucket of the chicken. I was greased up. And I remember out of the corner of my eye, I seen him walking down the boardwalk. And I remember him walking down the boardwalk with his girlfriend at the time. And it was the first time I seen him wear a Vision of Hope. There was this glow around him. But it wasn't until 3 years later. And back in 92, we had phone booths, and they were 15 cents. And I got out of PG County Detention Center, 223-92, and I had no clue, man. Listen, I had no clue. And 2 days later, I'd be in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. I had no clue. Cold turkey detox. Balls to the wall, MF don't use no matter what. One enemy, one battle plan, the steps. I joined the ranks in Narcotics Anonymous. Listen, all my life, I knew one thing. I knew one thing about Narcotics Anonymous. The members got clean here, stay clean here, and don't use here, right? And the truth is in the literature here that you can die clean here. And check this out. I didn't share this not out of cockiness. Larry, I share this out of confidence. I'm dying clean here. I'm dying clean here. Hell or high water, I'm not using. Damn, staying clean makes sense. No, really. I ain't buying that lie. But it took a long time here. It took a long time in the trenches to believe that I wasn't broken. Everybody that told me they loved me left me. And when the most greatest person on earth told me they loved me, I believed that, and that was my mom. God placed a mom in my life that loved me more than my, listen, that loved me more than my real brother or sister. She did everything. God placed her in my life the day I was born. And the day I was born, she sacrificed everything for me. She gave me everything I believe a little boy could ever, ever have. Man, she did everything for me. I grew up in a great family. I grew up outside of D.C. And everything, where I grew up in the neighborhood, I didn't have prejudice, hate. Everybody got along. We rode mini bikes, right? Everybody played football together. We smiled. Listen, my dream was to be a professional wash and rescue football player because I dreamed. I had fantasies. I had illusions. I had goals. I had trophies in my room. Listen, my mom was always there for me. She encouraged me. I came from a place of Boys and Girls Club. We had fun. We had excited. Everybody in the whole neighborhood played together. Listen, I hadn't even seen the symptoms of the disease of addiction yet. All I seen, and I thank God, the first thing I ever seen in my life was love. The first thing I ever seen was love. And thank God I had a vision for that, because that helped me once I got to Narcotics Anonymous that I could love again. Because you people loved me back to life when I got here. I was a little boy in here like most of us, right? Most of us, right? No man comes walking in the room of Narcotics Anonymous, Jack. We little boys looking for the mommies. No, really. We're wounded. We were wounded. This little boy was wounded when he got here. All his dreams, his aspirations were gone. I didn't want to have sex at 11 and a half years old. On the first day of 7th grade outside of D.C., I went to junior high school. I seen black on one side, white on the other, and a paddy wagon in the middle. That's the message I got. And it was, you're on your own now. And all I heard was wet back spit. You don't know who you are. Yeah, listen, your mom ain't your real mom. Your dad ain't your real dad. Listen, we never played shirt skins. I always wore my shirts because, listen, I didn't like the color of my skin. I was ashamed of it. It was my worst message, was the color of my skin. And I lived with that. And I fought with that. Had no self-acceptance, no self-esteem. I just kept buying that lie that I was abandoned and that everybody that told me to love me from birth left me. And I did everything in my own will. In my own will. For anybody that liked me or cared about me, to get you out of my life. I just wanted to go myself. But there was one relationship I had started, and that was a relationship with God. And I came from a place where we celebrated Christmas and we celebrated Hanukkah. Right? Now listen, in that place I came from, God was trying to get my attention. But I was given this message that God was always after me. And I used that message as a weapon back to the most important person that was in my life, and that was my mom. When I was being locked up all the time in juvie jails, county, my mom was always in that courtroom. When it was freezing cold in the middle of winter, snow was this high, every single game, my mom was on the field. My mom was always there for me. Always there for me. Always there. Puddle of blood, she was there. Stitching me up, she was there. The torturous guilt of putting my family through what I put my family through in full-blown active addiction, and the messages that my mom used to have to hear. I seen your son coming out of the woods. I seen your son panhandling change in front of the liquor store. He was a cold-blooded bum. The torturous messages my mother had to hear about her son, not knowing where her son was for years. The track marks up and down my arms when I was a kid. Asking my mother to cash my first paycheck from a blood bank. She said, "What is this? This is a plasma bank. What are you doing?" I said, "I'm giving my blood for a living." Dropping me off on corners and walking in the woods. Listen, since I've been clean, I haven't had wet socks on my feet. I haven't walked in the ice and the snow, begging for one more. The lot of disease told me to march. My friend said, "Frank, we thought you were done. when you were 16 and a half years, 17 years old. And I thought I was too, and the disease woke me up. Said, I ain't done with you yet. It slung me. Like nothing happened to me. I had no clue. No clue. I'd get clean. Start working 12 steps. The best insurance against relapse. Never thought it. And 92 days clean, my mom died. I was still cold turkey, detox, withdrawal, greasy, right in the bottom of basements of churches. Everybody was smoking. Every time somebody caught the feeling, they lit up all at the same time, passed it on. And I sat there with old timers that were talking about shooting dope and oil joints, right? Listen, with big boxer glove hands. And listen, all I did was just sit still. I sat still and I rode the storm here. Doreen P. came to my home group when I had 91 days clean. And she said, listen, it's going to be all right. Just hold on tight. The next day, my mom died. I had no clue that in a couple days later, I'd be in a cemetery burying my mom, where I used to urinate, where I used to use that, where I did the deed in, and burying my mom clean. I never would have thought of when it was the worst curse in my life, was the greatest gift. I'm clean, alive today, free from the disease of addiction. I ain't in no strangleholds. I ain't got nothing up on my back, but I'm tired, and I'm 52 years old. I got diabetes, right? Listen, okay, I haven't had sex in a while either, but the truth outside all that, that ain't my most desire today. The greatest thing going on in my life today is that God paid my ransom note. Listen, it took a long time to get to a place where I'm at, and it didn't just happen overnight to have the romance I have with a God, right, that pays all penalties more greater than I ever thought in my life. I don't have bitterness in my heart. I'm not a womanizer anymore. I've been engaged 5 times here, right, been married here, been divorced here, been paying this job as a homeless here, newcomer, old timer, sometime here. Listen, I'm just talking about my experience. Not just when the pain outweighs the pleasure here. 24 years I've been coming to this convention. I've served in the region here. I've served in all different committees on the region here. I looked at all the banners and I played all the stories all the way around here, Ava. All the way around, I looked at all the stories of the hurt relationships, the broken hearts. If you were to see an x-ray of my heart, you would be able to see the wound. Because time hasn't been the antidote of getting over my pain. Love heals pain. Not the calendar. Not the calendar. Love heals pain. Love, the love in this fellowship has took me through every single storm I've ever been to. 92 days clean, my mom died at 1 year, my grandfather died at 5 years, my grandmother died. I did the sunrise meeting 2 days after that in the morning, right? And I had no clue what God was trying to do to me. But what God was trying to do to me before I got to Narcotics Anonymous was kill that lie, Dale, that I was broken. That I was broken. I know today that I'm a special child of God. What I know today, right, is that, look, me and my sponsor brother, we have the same sponsor, but my trust ain't all on him. I'm God reliant. Not man reliant. Not female reliant. And the reason why I know that I'm not in a relationship, because God hasn't placed a woman in my life yet who loves God more than she loves man. And that's nothing against women. I've got the greatest women in my life. Earlier today, I went through some feelings because my daughter, what I thought was a curse, was a treat on Halloween 14 years ago. And the mother of my daughter, I remember almost 15 years ago, she did parenting here, right? She had 16 years clean. She got loaded. And today when she would come, and my daughter lives down here at her, and it's been a hard one experience with her. Hard one experience with the mother of my daughter. My ex-wife, she got loaded after 6 years clean. Listen, I'm just telling my story. And in my story, there's been a lot of hard one experiences. But love, only love, has been the greatest principle here that's allowed us both in the spirit of forgiveness to be able to look each other in the eye. But today, I seen the loneliness in her face outside when she dropped my daughter off. Right? And I thought about, because I know she did, it's a scary place when you're out there looking back in here. And listen, that's been my experience with 20 years clean. Because I bought the brilliant lie, leaving A. And I did. I left Narcotics Anonymous at 20 years clean. And they bought to the wall, I'm a soldier, front line. Means every day still made sense. But the lie I bought from torturous guilt allowed me to leave Narcotics Anonymous for 20 years. And the novelty wore off. And selling drugs for 20 years and living with a using addict made sense for a while. Because disease was more powerful than the messages that it was telling me that I wasn't worthy of love again. That you settling. That love will never be your way. That broken relationships was everything that you deserved. That you deserved. When the call, it all came because I created a God. I created that God. I was the one who had a make-believe God in the second step. I'm the one who passed over with a minimum of concern. God stopped my funeral. Without my permission. He paid the debt for me. He didn't bring me to Narcotics Anonymous just to shuffle my life around. That there was a life worth living without the use of drugs. I don't live my life in a box, and a lot of people know I don't. God's my travel agent. My choices are made up through prayer. My whole life is a prayer. And I love to pray. And I pray for big things. I pray for exciting things. I don't pray for a $2 piece in my life. And listen, it ain't about the material things. Listen, I've had a lot of material things here. Skid Row bum like me have had homes, $80,000 choppers in the living room, plasma TVs. Listen, all the material things are good. I used to hear people say, if you don't, they don't mean nothing to me, well, I'll come pick them up. I got a pickup truck. No, really. I've been cutting this job with some homeless on Baltimore Street, shoveling rat shit out of abandoned houses for $45 a day. Larry knows this story. On my knees at 10 years clean. Shoveling rat shit. Grateful to be clean. Front row. My home group. Talking about losing everything. Mother and my daughter left me for another woman. I was like, what? Listen, I'm just talking about my story here. And today when the mother of my daughter had pulled up and seen all the addicts, I remember when she did parenting here. The place was loaded. She's a dynamic mother. When she's clean. Right? One of the most special people in the world. The brokenness clean. I didn't think I was coming back, Larry. Baltimore City selling drugs, wearing NA shirts. I was a moment of silence. Moment of silence, 4 years ago. God paid my ransom note without my permission again. But see, this time, the brokenness, God restored me. And it all was all because in our literature, in the 11th step, there's a strongly suggestion here. Religion is organization. I ain't going on a risk here. Religion is organization. It's strongly suggested to go wherever you gotta go, wherever you gotta search. For that relationship with the God. And in the 11th step, I had a search for the God that created me. Not the God of convenience, so I can be mean. And be mean-spirited. I'm going to punch the meanness in the throat real quick. Listen, I'm very obedient to the meanness. Because see, my old MO, slick chicks, AC/DC, fast cars, quick sex. That's it. I don't forget. Street mentality, the rules of the street, seven steps, step working God. But it talks about the craziness of that. The craziness of that. And the second step in the step working God, it talks about our first impulse. It talks about spiritual maturity. Me and my friend were talking about being ripped off here, being beat here, clean, being kicked in the back here, clean, having your finances took from you, clean. We're talking about what it talks about in It Works How and Why. Sometimes we feel like we've been kicked that injustice in the gut. But check this out. The greater the pain, the bigger the blessing here. But you got to believe this. I'm only talking about me. I had to believe in all the hurt here. All my haters that have hated me here. Well, check this out. The more they hate, I still celebrate. The more I rise up, the more I get to go where I want to go. It's not about a self-centerpiece. It's about a God-centerpiece. God wants us to help each other. Lift each other up. Take them out their worst hell. Tell them they never got to use again. Tell them that they never got to have wet socks again. You can have anything in Narcotics Anonymous. I'm living a dream beyond my wildest dreams. My dreams haven't even stopped with a period yet. I would have no clue. But when I got back to Narcotics Anonymous after being in a full-blown active addiction, Jack, clean, I told myself that I would do anything it took that no individual would ever steal my happiness again, Jack. No one will. No one will ever dictate what I can do and not do. Because listen, I got more behind me than I got ahead of me. And I'm living life beyond my wildest dreams, man. And I'm doing it only because of grace. And the 11th step talks about asking for it. It talks about asking for it, Brian. You can ask for anything here. Open the window up in your life and just ask for it. I challenge you. I challenge myself. There's no stopping me now. I'm going out with a bang. I'm going out in God's hands. I'm going out in God's love. Hey, listen, I understood most of the time why I was always coming up single in relationships. Because I was acting single when I showed up in the beginning. Well, really. Just because you blew a little hope in me, I know I'm special. No, really. And that's not out of cockiness. I'm special. I know that I'm unique in a lot of different ways. I know I'm enthusiastic. I know I got passion. I know I love to love. Listen, I love to love. And I love to keep loving. But you know something, there comes a time in your life where you'll love at yourself, right outside of yourself. All because you're based out of superficial love and superficial happiness. Because listen, I understand about fantasy. I understand about loving you and losing me and leaving me abandoned. But see, God didn't abandon me. What God's will for me is to keep loving. Love in my heart. In a broken heart, you can still love. It's not your last shot at love. Every woman that's ever loved me, a girl ever loved me, it wasn't a failure. It wasn't my last shot at love. Not at all. God never said, that's it, it's done. God said, no, it's done here. I got something more greater for you. But you got to sit still. You need to learn how to love you. You need to learn how to love everybody. It ain't about a color love. It's about loving each other. It's about, listen, it's always about encouraging each other. Listen, it didn't matter tonight. Didn't matter tonight. Now my friend at the podium was aging in recovery. And he didn't pump your firecracker off. He's a man of God. I apologize for the ignorance. That man's been my friend for 16 years. Most people have got 16 years here. When it comes to my friends, I take the bullet, man. And they troopers are my friends. I'm a Narcotics Anonymous guy. We don't shoot the messenger. Listen. That's my friend. God put him in my life, not the dope dealer. I didn't meet him at 4 o'clock in the morning. Skid Row bums like me don't leave the fire barrel. But sometimes, enough is enough. I don't mind stepping to the disease. I know I'm a threat to the disease. I know how to talk to the disease. I hate the disease. I don't like the disease. The disease don't like me. It shouldn't. But God gives us a voice. When I was smoking crack, I couldn't talk. I wasn't telling everybody you could get clean. I wasn't telling everybody that you could lose a loved one and stay clean. I wasn't telling everybody that Narcotics Anonymous saves lives here, that we multiply here. I wasn't telling everybody you could fall in love with your children. I wasn't telling everybody when I was using, don't parent your children. I wasn't telling everybody this ain't about a black addict or a white addict or a Puerto Rican addict. I wasn't telling everybody you can wake up clean anywhere in this world you want to go. I wasn't telling everybody, live your life without the use of drugs. I wasn't telling everybody, if you find a relationship with God, I ain't apologizing about anything that has to do with God. It was His grace. He saved me when I didn't want nothing to do with me. I hated myself. Clean. After my clean day here, I didn't know about freedom till I found the God that created me. Not the one I created along the way here. It's unacceptable to me. Matter of fact, it's unacceptable to my kids. It's unacceptable to my family and my friends. It's not okay. It's not okay for me. I want to share about God. I want to talk about the God that created me. I want to talk about the God who does so many magnificent things in my life. And I'm going to close with this. I'm going to talk about the one prayer. One prayer. One prayer. Magic can happen right in front of your eyes. And a year ago, this Sunday, last week, me and three of my friends, we stood in front of a church where Narcotics Anonymous had its first Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Right? I stood with four of my friends on my clean date. And I just happened to say, hey, listen, look. What would it take, Carl? What would it take y'all right now? And we were just sightseeing. Right? And what would it take, maybe, just possibly now, just possibly, that these doors of this church could open up 50-something years later? Right? So we prayed in front of 3360 Sun Valley, California, where Narcotics Anonymous had the first church. Right? Just a simple prayer we prayed. A month later, pastor of the church opened it up. Right? Hey, listen, I ain't going out on a religious hill. I'm talking about the power of prayer. Yeah. 11 step. Right? I ain't ashamed at all about the God that stopped my funeral. A month later, recovering addicts go there once a week, and they serve this God. But what's happened now, the next month, Narcotics Anonymous meetings are going to be meeting once a week back in the church, right? Only because a couple of addicts, no different than No Big Eyes or Little You, right? Just believe in prayer and the power of prayer that Narcotics Anonymous is having meetings again back in that church, right where it all started at. Right? Listen. It ain't my doing. It's the we in us. It's the we in us, Ava. Had no clue. And I'll apologize about where I pray to God at, where me and God go to. Because listen, I know Narcotics Anonymous is a God-given program. Ain't no doubt about it. There's a God. Matter of fact, your clean date was a God-given gift, if you don't know it. Yes. And I just want to close your Ava. I love you. And I love my friend tonight. He dug a trench here 30-something years ago, him and his wife. I didn't meet him here. I would have never wrote in on the list. I met him in Nova Scotia, Canada. On a beautiful weekend, man. How dare you ever want a hard-headed member here? How dare you? I will die in Narcotics Anonymous fighting for this place. Stephanie, I've done everything in 24 years here. I bet my life on this place, Larry. Like men like you, the old timers dug the trenches here. I thank men like Larry and Baltimore, where I've resided for the last 15 years, that have carried a message in the worst places I've ever seen this message carried. I wouldn't suggest anyone to go up in there and get our message unless you are protected by the battle plan, combat gear, to go up and hear our message in these places. Listen, the rats are so big, they're sharing that they want to get out of Baltimore too. I got a passion for NA. And wherever you see Dutch, you tell Frankie Bones says, I love you. Thank you, Blaze. Thank you, Carmelita. Thank you, Doreen. Thank you. I thank you. How dare you take a shot at our old timers? Listen, if you don't want to get old here, bad place to get old out there. For real. For real. So listen, I'm there. I'm not gonna be asked to do nothing here no more. It's okay. Listen, it's okay. All this is listen, I'm like this, just us together. I really am. Everybody knows me. I'm like this all the time. Right? I don't have to come to group level. But listen, so for real, listen, there's some old timers here. Give them a hug. You know? Just give them a hug. Just thank them. We're dealing with a lot here. Diabetes, hepatitis, we're aging in recovery. Listen, Living Clean talks about it. Listen, we're staying clean here, not out there. It's a proven fact. Jimmy Cummings had a vision. I stood in front of Jimmy's house last year. And I know what his vision was. It was a vision without limits. So listen, if you put a limit on your recovery, you put a limit on love, you've cheated yourself, Jack. You put a limit on your prayer life that all you got to do is pray once a day? Well, check this out. Once a day is very, very, very serious that you double up. And you keep doubling up in your prayer life. You keep hugging. A simple hug makes a difference here. You don't know who's suffering in silence right now. It might be an addict with clean time. Watch what happens when you age here. Watch what happens. We're not here to beat the old timer down because the relationship didn't work. We're not here to beat the old timer down because something happened in their life. And listen, life shows up on God's terms, not yours. God has a say on everything here. But God paid your ransom new. He got you here and He's given your life without your permission, man. Everybody's equal here. Thank God there was someone here opening the doors, taught us about the literature, taught us how to clean up cups, taught us about everything that we needed to stay here. Jimmy K had a vision for us, man. That man had no clue. If Jimmy was here today, if he was here right now, if Jimmy K was here right now, could you hug him and thank him? Could you thank him for the blood, sweat, and tears, the Bob Barracks, the Peggy's, my grand sponsor, Jack B, Chuck, Hulk, Hulk, come on. They paid it for us, man. So we could have celebrations like this. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I'm done.